A special Q&A with none other than Michelle. Those of you who have emailed her know her very much. Clients certainly know her. She's exceedingly helpful, but very private. So I'm so happy that she came on with me to read your questions. And just know that if you have questions and you are too shy to come on and be an anonymous guest, which I would love for you to do because then I get to talk to you, you can email her with your questions. Give her as much information as you would like, and your question may be one chosen for an upcoming episode. We're going to keep these here in the club. That's even more incentive for you to do it because it's all like-minded women. And again, if you want to be a guest and you want only to help women here in the club and it not go public, that's also an option for you. So think about being a guest. And you can tell Michelle, I am only okay for it to be in the club. And we can make a gentleman's agreement that you will be only here in the club. I would love for that because I would love to talk to you. So be sure to reach out to Michelle at coachpaulagrooms.com. And without further delay, let's get right to this Q&A with Michelle.
I feel like you've gotten me unstuck. I really needed that framework for going forward, and I feel like you gave that to me.
Whatever I've been doing hasn't been working. Might as well try a different strategy. Thanks to you, Paula. I'm glad I found you.
Thank you so much, Paula. I really do truly appreciate you. This was awesome.
Sick of sacrificing or settling in your romantic life? Welcome to Make Him Wonder with Coach Paula Grooms, where women struggling in real relationships ask the expert. Unscripted, unfiltered, understandable coaching conversations to help passionate women succeed in love.
Hi there, and welcome to Make Him Wonder. I'm your host, Coach Paula, a dating and relationship coach for women, licensed social worker, and author of the book, Why Won't He Commit? How a Man Decides to Make You the One. I help you find a potential Mr. Right, get an ex back, or grow an existing relationship with a man you truly desire, and learn how to inspire his continued interest for the relationship of your dreams so that you level up to the complete commitment you totally deserve. My guest today holds a special place in my heart and in my life. She is none other than Michelle, who has been with me through thick and thin, ups and downs, everything. As you might have guessed, she is very private and prefers to stay in the background, but that in no way lessens her support, and she is absolutely invaluable to me. I'm so happy and grateful to have her on today for this special Q&A session. So without delay, welcome, Michelle.
Hello there, Coach Paula.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. I hope you're doing great.
Thank you. Yes, I'm so happy that you have agreed to do this Q&A for those in the club, and certainly clients know of you, going back and forth in emails and so forth, but it's nice to hear your voice and have you on, so thank you so much for doing this. I understand you have some questions for me, and you're going to read them off, and we can discuss a little bit. So let's begin with question one.
Coach Paula, after many years of higher education and climbing the corporate ladder, I've become quite successful in my career. While it's afforded me many amazing experiences and I'm well off financially, I would trade much of what I have for a husband and family. I'm 41 and becoming afraid that I'll never have what I want in that area of my life. Honestly, I regret not taking the time out for a relationship in my 20s and 30s when I had more viable options. The problem now is that most of the men I meet are either married or too intimidated by my success. Online dating hasn't worked at all because I don't have the time. When men do message me, by the time I respond, they either don't answer or they send an apology that they're dating someone. I've considered hiring a matchmaker, but before I go that route, I would like to exhaust all other options. Any thoughts or advice would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Great question. So many women, as we know, struggle with this time in life. Obviously, this gal is at a crossroads. being 41, wanting a family, wanting marriage. So many women come to me at this time in life, which, being out of my 40s, I can say is a difficult decade for sure, because it's pivotal. The decisions now that she's going to make are going to predicate what she gets in life and if she gets to have her dream life manifestation, what she wants. What I would say across the boards here for her is that she must make a decision. She must make the decision to make the change she seeks to experience, weigh the costs, but without the decision being made, what can happen is continuing to want while continuing to do the same thing. A decision is not action, because without a decision, no action will be taken. And without action, nothing will change significantly. I'm hearing regret. Obviously, she says that. I regret not taking the time out for a relationship in my 20s and 30s. But here's the beautiful thing. It's not too late. At 41, you can absolutely have the relationship of your life and of your dreams. But I think some thinking is hurting her. For example, most all of the men I meet are either married, okay, likely true, they're not viable options, or intimidated by my success. And I would challenge you, and I'm speaking you here for her, hopefully listening to this as part of the club. It's very important to get rid of that mindset. What it could be instead is that you are thinking, I've reached this level of success, so a man who has not is not going to see me in a light that will allow him to pursue, to be interested, etc. In other words, what we think we create. And there may be a few men who would be, but if you show openness to men who are maybe not as successful financially, and I think that's key, if you are open to it and you are not putting out the vibes that would repel a man who's not as financially successful, you can do yourself a favor. I'm hearing something else here too. Online dating hasn't worked at all because I don't have the time. That goes back to what I said about making the decision. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? If you don't make the time by making the decision to change your life right now. In other words, if you are still working like you did that has helped to create the issue, then the issue's not going to be helped along to get what it is you desire. Could you now go down to part-time? What could change in your life in terms of your career that could allow you to focus in this area? Because what we focus on, we get more of. That's in any area of life. But in our lexicon, it's, well, it'll happen when it happens. Don't go looking for it. If you seek it, it won't find you, etc., etc. Well, actually, it's not that you can't have an intention and actually put focus there. It's the way you are going to then use the focus. And you are here and listening here, so you know that the approach has to be more roundabout. It has to be more receiving and flirtatious rather than going after it in terms of how you interact with a specific man in a specific situation. Not putting him on the spot and interviewing him right away if he's a candidate. Not showing aggression, but rather reception. Think that way. I have worked with many women in your age group that have gotten completely what they desire. I think of one client who came to me at 40, and she had just broken up with someone, was disheartened by the dating pool, wanted to marry, have a family. She really wanted to have a child, and she was thinking that her time had passed. So I remember this conversation quite readily. She said, I followed you, and I'm going to do anything you say to do, except online date. And I said, and I'm going to tell you, you need to online date. And she's like, oh, no. All right. Okay. I'll consider it, but I won't do Tinder. And I said, where you live, I'm going to tell you to do Tinder. And she said, oh, I can't believe it. It's a hookup site. I don't want to do it. I disavowed her of that belief. And bless her, she did it. And she focused on it and got busy right away. And she came to me when we talked next. And she said she had met someone she liked. And we then went down the route of weekly working on it to have the best shot. In 5 months, they were engaged. And this man was really wonderful. He wanted what she wanted. He was well off. He might have been a little bit younger. I can't really remember if he was or not. But he, upon engagement, he even gave her a chunk of money to help with her mother because her mother was living with her. Really, really wonderful. And yada, yada, yada. It's been years and they have a family. That situation stuck out to me because she just kind of cleared her mental slate and got busy focusing on what she wanted. It's the combination of manifestation, decision making, and change. So you can do this, and I hope that helps. Any thoughts, Shaw?
I think that sums it up quite well.
Yeah, the one thing. I've considered hiring a matchmaker, but before I go down that route, I would like to exhaust all other options. I don't have anything against matchmakers. If that is something that you can afford, okay. But for this writer who's writing in, I would question. It's more of the same rather than doing something different. And here's what I mean by that. So I've considered hiring a matchmaker, likely because she has the funds. And this means more work, more not change, not making a decision to actually make a change. Go down the corporate ladder a bit to take a less demanding job so that you have more time for dating. There's one thing in love that predicts people coming together and bonding, and it's only one thing across the world, one thing only, and that is proximity. So your best chance is to meet someone in your sphere. And if you have a position where you are over a lot of people, managerial, supervisory, directory, higher than that, well, that lessens your pool for sure. You've made your place in life, your status, your career. If this is what you truly want, and again, you must really have a come to Jesus moment on this. Am I willing to stop working so much? Maybe take a lesser position that I might have more time. If you are thinking like this gal is thinking of men are intimidated, well, either you get out of that mindset or you take something whereby he won't be so intimidated. Can't have it both ways, one or the other. So just my secondary thoughts. Let's move on to the next question, Michelle.
Thank you for taking my question, Coach Paula. I bet many women experience what I do in relationships, so I hope you can help. I'm a single mom in her early 40s, and I've been in a lot of long-term relationships, but nothing has worked out. I have no problem meeting guys, and generally everything tends to start out great. They pursue me and treat me really good in the beginning, and I don't have to do much to keep them interested. But once we are serious, they expect a lot more. I end up doing everything, like cooking all the time, we never go out, and I even clean for them and run their errands. I'm dating a guy now and feeling afraid that it'll end up like all the others have. I'd like to know what red flags to look out for so that I can just say adios if he's just going to be like all the others. Thanks, Tiffany.
Thank you. Okay. Well, there's good news here because I believe that this is all in your control, Tiffany. You say that everything starts out great. Men pursue you. They treat you really well in the beginning. And you don't even have to do anything to keep them interested. That's telling me that you date well. And something else that happens once you get your feelings involved. You fall into programming. You outlined a pattern here. Pattern is programming. You know, if you're here, we talk about the programming from birth to age 7 that actually programs in your subconscious your worth, your value, your lovability, and what you need to do or not do in order to keep your love interest, which at that time was mom or dad, interested, treating you well, keeping you supported and alive, all of it. It's very, very deep. And so likely there is something there whereby you needed to be doing and behaving in a way that was supportive in some way of your parents, your siblings, your family. That's programming that you have control over. You are falling into it and allowing this to happen. You can change that. That's the good news. In other words, all of these men are different. They start out in the same way, pursuing you, treating you well. When you become interested, get into a real relationship and bond, you act out your programming. That's 101. Everybody does that. We all do it. So you say you're dating a man now, feeling afraid that it'll end up like all the others. If you don't make the change here, that will have a chance of happening for sure. You'd like to know what red flags to look out for. There may be one or two. There always are on the man's side, but if you just say adios, like you mentioned, you are not going to work through the programming issue. You've identified the issue. That's the good news here. And you can do something about this to see if he's someone that you want. That's going to take work, but it's part of my three-pillared approach. We have to work on the programming. We have to manifest. We have to work with the mechanics of men. So it's mindset, mechanics of men, manifestation. You likely know this, and from your question, I see that you do. So it's time to do something different than you have. That is not different in terms of the man or men you are choosing or getting involved with. It's time for you to change within, and then you will see the change happen. Like I always talk about here, for you guys to watch people like Dylan James, Nea, Sylvia Nuccio, Elevate with Elle. But Dylan James, I like how he starts his videos always, become the change you seek to experience. You can do this, Tiffany. It's going to take some work. If it's not with me, it needs to be with someone else. But you've got to identify that programming and override it by either sleep meditations, affirmations that have to be like a part-time job. In other words, when you are not actively involved mentally with something else, you need to be telling yourself the right affirmations. The sleep meditations of worth, value, lovability, etc. And then manifesting what it is that you want. You've got to become that change. Or hypnotherapy. If you find the right hypnotherapist who can actually help you identify the programming, it's identifying it and overriding it. I work a lot with my clients on that because it is the it factor in helping you be the woman that you know deserves to have a relationship where you don't end up doing everything and he attends to you in a reciprocal fashion. You can do that if you need more, Tiffany. You know, I'm here for you. And reach out to Michelle. Any thoughts, Michelle?
No, I think that says it all, and she's got a solid base.
Great. All right, let's go on to question 3.
I hope you can help me, Coach Paula, because I am beginning to feel like something is inherently wrong with me, or that I am jinxed when it comes to love. I'm 38 years old and only had 2 relationships that lasted for more than a year. No matter how long I am with a man, he usually breaks up telling me he doesn't know why, that he doesn't want to waste my time, or that it's him and not me. I go to therapy and have done a lot of work on myself. I know I'm a catch, and everyone asks me, why hasn't a man snatched you up yet, or something like that. I'm baffled and hope you might have some insight that can help me, and through my question, maybe help someone else who feels the same. Thank you.
Yes, I'm touched by this question. I assume there's some pain. And what we can start with is one thing I'm seeing here prevalently. I am jinxed when it comes to love. That has become your overriding thought because I'm seeing a I am and then followed up with a because. I am jinxed when it comes to love because, this is the support for the premise, I'm 38 years old and only had two relationships that lasted for more than a year. We've got to wipe that slate clean. I go to therapy. I've done a lot of work on myself. Okay, so let's think about now. You don't have to work on yourself more. You are wonderful and fine as you are. We have got to change the overriding thoughts that you are jinxed when it comes to love and you are working on yourself. Let's turn this around to I am all that I need to be to have the love I want make its way to me. I like to rhyme them because it's easy to bring them up and remember, and it's like a mantra. You just said, I know I'm a catch, and everyone asked me, why hasn't a man snatched you up yet? That's your knowing. That's your consciousness. But again, just like with one of the other questions, I think it was Tiffany, it is the programming. There's something there that is perhaps, and I don't know because I don't have enough information here, but it could be an avoidance of some sort that was programmed in you. The other thing I hear is that everyone else, meaning people who are not a love interest, think I'm great. Obviously, because they say, why hasn't a man snatched you up yet? So you are different with those others than with a love interest. Yes, because there is nothing that harkens to programming as much as the love experience. Because our programming, when we're 0 to 7, is what love is. It's like a unique fingerprint of what love is. For example, you could have 7 brothers and sisters. They will all, let's use 7 sisters. They will all have a different love fingerprint, meaning an indelible imprint of programming placed on them due to many different factors. Where they are in the timeline of your mother's life, basically what was happening in her life at the time and how she presented to that baby mind, which is a complete blank slate, nothing on it, only knowing 2 things, how to suckle, and that the love of that mother figure is tantamount to survival. So being what the mother wants, becoming what the mother wants, acting in a way of what the mother wants, is what I need to be to experience love, to have safety, to have security, to be wanted, to be worthy, to be enough. So it's really the same issue here, like we talked about with the last question, that when you change this around and know that you can have what it is that you want when you change this around, it's the how. We have to take the knowing of your consciousness of, I know I'm a catch, I know how I am with other people, and I know I can give a lot, be a lot, give a lot of love in a relationship. We have to take that conscious knowing and now put it into your subconsciousness to override the programming. The programming never goes away. It's like the hard drive on the computer. We just have to keep updating it. The updating is the overriding with what we are telling ourselves. And there is no area as significant where it shows up in this area. Now, it can, you know, if a child is told they can't do something, they're not bright enough. For example, you see it a lot with, well, you're just not athletic. Well, the child will not be athletic. Well, you're pretty, but, you know, you don't have to do well in school. Well, that'll be programmed in. Anything prior to the age of reason is in theta brainwave from about, I forget exactly what month, but it's theta, and that is the brain wave we attempt to get adults into to hypnotize them. That's why the hypnotherapy, if you can find someone who will work in this way, because typically hypnotherapists do very concrete things like smoking cessation, weight loss, fears, you know, fear of snakes, dogs, whatever. And it's significant and it gets people past that. You can do it yourself via sleep meditations because we are in theta brainwave twice in the day, right when we're falling asleep and right upon waking. So it's what we're telling ourselves at that time helps get into the subconscious and the affirmations throughout the day. The power of positive affirmations cannot be lessened. It's very serious. So changing around that, I am jinxed when it comes to love, must be turned around to the positive. I have done a lot of work on myself. There are no problems here. It's you turning it around and knowing what everyone else sees, that you are a catch, embodying it, living it out, showing it. You can do that with a little bit of directed work. There's the difference, coaching versus therapy. Everything is good. How do we take that good and get you exactly what it is that you are looking for? In a bit of the same way, it's making the decision to do something different. Mostly here, it is the programming that you must override and then have fun with the manifestation of what you want. I'm not hearing anything here about actual dating, and you might be avoiding dating because of your thoughts about it and what you had experienced. But when you make the change, you will experience the change you wish to have. All right, so Shell, do we have time for one more?
Absolutely.
Great.
I work for myself and love to travel solo. I've met many men on my various trips, some of whom I've had short-lived relationships with. This summer, I'm going to be taking another solo trip to a different country for 3 months. I'll be taking classes and meeting age-appropriate men there. What's your advice for the best chance of having a real relationship develop from travel for the chance to sustain something that lasts?
In a word, nothing. Don't do it. What are you thinking, Shell?
No, I think that's put very succinctly.
Yeah. You know, fortunately, you know, we can go all over the world in a way that we couldn't 100 years ago. Women traveling alone, it was automatically construed that you were easy or whatever. Here, I find, is the issue. Long distance can work for women because of the way women bond, but it does not work for men. Therefore, it doesn't work. I'm going to go back to what I had said during another question. There's only one thing in the world that brings people together and keeps people together: proximity. There's a statistic actually around long distance relationships. That is, if two people meet in the same city, town, what have you, and they develop a relationship, and one of them moves. If there is no plan prior to that one in the couple moving for the second in the couple to move with them, or for them to get back to the same area, same proximity, all long distance relationships will be done in 14 months. We are pack animals. We need to be with each other. It just doesn't work. And that's an overarching statement because there are always specifics. In other words, as Les Brown, an older inspirational speaker, I think he died years ago, he said something very profound about people who want to achieve something. If any person ever in history has done it, it is possible. So is it possible to get a lasting love relationship from travel leading to long distance relationship? It is possible. But I work here from a premise of, is it probable? Are you going to use your time wisely to get what it is that you as a woman desire and deserve? Again, it's possible. For example, if for this writer, you take this trip, you're in a different country, you meet someone there that you like, he likes you, you have a few dates, and for some cosmic reason, you are then going to be living in the same town, city, what have you, in proximity. And I always say proximity for dating is no farther out than, say, 2 hours driving. Many women come to me and they'll say, well, it's only a 2-hour flight. No, typically it's for the man too much investment of time and effort because of the puppy principle, because he can love on any puppy. And it's different in terms of the woman bonding through time and sex, and the man does not. So you have to really think in this instance, if that's not a possibility, and I mean a really good possibility, meaning you meet him and he says, oh, you live in France? My goodness, I'm moving to France in 3 months. Well, there you go. But where in France? Are you in the north and he's in the south? You see, all these little factors, it is possible, but is it probable? Because just like with these other questions we see, when we go through a lot of heartbreak, hardship, it weighs on us and it seeps into us in a way where we think, well, that's who I am. That's what I'm destined to have. And we don't want any negatives here for you. We want a win. So take the summer, take the trip. Yes, it's wonderful that you're meeting age-appropriate men there and appropriate men for you. If they are all centered there and living there, in other words, they're not coming from all different countries to take this course or whatever you're doing, and they're all living there, if it's someplace that you would consider moving, well, when you go in to this seminar or classes or whatever you're doing, be really vague. In other words, if you would consider moving there, there is no harm in you presenting like you're considering moving there instead of, oh no, I live in country 3,000 miles away. No, present, I'm taking this course because I wanted to check out the country. I'm considering moving here. Even if maybe you're not, because if you fell for someone there, maybe you would. Now, that's a tricky thing. Are you really going to move to another country because of a guy that you met and you're falling for? That's a toughie. But if you could, and it's something you would want to do anyway, and the question always is, would I be doing this if it weren't for him? It's a really tough one. Long distance makes things harder and more complicated. Not that it cannot happen, but know your odds, and then you decide on the risk. So I think that's a good place for us to end. What do you think?
Perfect.
Well, thank you for reading those out.
You're very welcome, Coach Paula.
It's funny when you call me that. Yes, so I trust this was helpful for everyone today. And we can do these types of episodes for the club. So we need your questions. So write to Michelle with a question. Are you ready to get those questions, Michelle?
I'm ready, willing, and able.
Wonderful. Great. Thank you so much for doing this. Thank you for taking the time. And we look forward to your questions. You can put any amount of information you want in the question. The more, the better. And even better, come on as a guest. It's anonymous. It's free to you. And during March Madness, you will get a free month of working with me. That's a pretty good deal. Be a guest. It's anonymous. You can put a different city, whatever. Yes, it's your voice. That's for sure. But the talk can really help you move the needle if you are stuck. If you're shy, I understand that. Don't want to be on, absolutely fine. Write to Michelle either way. She'll give you the information on being a guest, or your question might be here in one of these episodes where we go through the questions. So with that, we'll say goodbye. And don't forget, with any man in your life, it's important to make him wonder.
I trust you got a lot of good information from this full episode of Make Him Wonder. But information is not transformation. So if you are continuing to get information but not make any movement towards your goals, I'd be happy to help you with that. You can have a personalized discussion with me here on the podcast, as you may have heard, or in a private consultation. You can also talk to me on any of my YouTube or Instagram lives. There is a way we are doing that now so we can actually talk with one another anonymously. There are so many ways that we can work together. If you are wanting to find a Mr. Right, get an ex back, or grow an existing relationship with a man you truly desire so you create the relationship of your dreams and level up to the complete commitment you totally deserve. I hope you will take action and reach out to me at coachpaulagrooms.com, as I am honored to help you get the relationship you desire and deserve.